You walk the same path home every night. Only this time, I'm following you. I've been watching you for a long time, planning for this night. Hidden by the dark, I move silently in the shadows. You have no idea I'm there until I come up fast behind you, grabbing your right arm and twisting it painfully behind your back. As a man, you think yourself physically stronger than me. But as a woman, I'm faster, more agile, and I use your own strength against you. Thrown forward, you fall hard against the hood of a car. Stunned, your hands are yanked behind you and locked in cuffs before you can recover. Tape is put over your mouth. And from there, you're easily turned, driven forward, and pushed inside a waiting car to fall across its back seat. I get in the back seat with you, ignoring your objections. You feel one leather-gloved hand take firm hold of your hair, twisting your head up to look at me. I tell you to shut the fuck up, and then I shove your face down to the floor, pinning your head there with the heel of my boot. The drive is a long one, and when the car stops, you're pulled roughly from it. Your arms twisted behind your back by my driver. A beautiful, short-haired blonde, dressed in a very sexy version of a chauffeur's suit. You again foolishly struggle. This time, I stand before you, silently watching for a few moments. Then suddenly, reaching out to grab both of your shoulders, as my knee comes up hard into your balls. The struggling stops as you drop in pain. You're dragged into the basement of a dark building. Inside, you see a nearly empty room, large. Well, empty, but for a wooden table, covered in metal tools. Some coiled things displayed in one wall, and a chain hanging from a beam near the middle of the room. The chain ends in a pair of shackles. As the thought of those hanging iron cuffs sinks in, you again try to struggle. I grab you by the throat. My hand squeezes tight. Breathing becomes difficult. You feel my knee press up against your balls again, reminding you of what happened to them outside. My eyes stare into yours, cold and intent, making it clear without words just how badly I will hurt you if you continue to resist. Wisely, you give in. Your hands are locked in the shackles. Your ankles are lifting you until you hang a foot above the ground. Your eyes follow me as I walk toward the wall where the coiled things are hanging. The heels of my thigh-high boots echoing in your ears as I cross the floor. I reach up and take something down, slowly letting it uncoil around me. Your heart jumps as you see what it is. A long, single-tail whip. I turn to you, our eyes meeting again for a long moment. I smile slightly, but there's no warmth in it. Then, dragging the whip behind me, I move behind you and begin. This is only the beginning of your training. You've been abducted by a beautiful dominatrix, a powerful woman who's going to train you to be a slave. And then, when you're ready, she'll sell you in a slave auction to the highest bidder. To live out this fantasy and all of your other erotic dreams, call 1-877-640-2866. You can talk to me or one of my girlfriends. We'll make sure you learn your place in our world.